News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Residents of Caribbean Palm Estate in Southwest St. Andrew now have access to an information technology resource and skills training center. The center, constructed and equipped at a cost of $6 million, was officially opened by Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Andrew, Portia Simpson-Miller, Wednesday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the facility is part of the government's commitment to empower communities by improving employability.
This $6 million IT resource and skills training center is at the very heart of the new kind of community we are building. There are 181 other communities with similar centers. This is the 182nd. Another 49 are in different stages of development, while nearly 150 applications for the build-out of IT resource and skills training centers are awaiting approval.
Over 47 residents of Barrie and Springvale in St. Catherine now have electricity in their homes following installation work by the Rural Electrification Program Limited, REP. The project was completed at a cost of $14 million. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller formally switched on the lights during a ceremony earlier this week.
Electricity is very important for many reasons. I know what it is for children to be doing schoolwork with a lamp. And I do not want the children of today to have to experience what we, the older ones, experienced in our time. Time for us to get it right and fix it. And so I'm very happy that the children of Barrie will no longer have to be using a lamp. And so I'm pushing my minister to ensure he's now 97%. I want 100% coverage.
The Prime Minister is urging the residents to exercise responsibility in utilizing the service. The Ministry of Education and Jamaica National JN Foundation has launched an initiative to improve academic performance and leadership of 15 primary and secondary schools in Portland, St. Mary, and St. James. The initiative, dubbed iLead, is being implemented over a three-year period. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the program is in keeping with the national objectives set out under Vision 2030.
What we're doing is marrying the vision and the imperative of the private sector with a state entity, the Ministry of Education, the schools, the principals, etc., and saying we're going to do it well this time, we're going to transform it.
The Ministry of Health is to implement a new strategy to allow persons living with HIV/AIDS and other illnesses to access their medication faster. Acting Permanent Secretary Dr. Kevin Harvey says part of the strategy will involve partnering with the National Health Fund to redesign the pharmacy services in the public sector.
We will be implementing a new software to track drugs and to ensure the supply chain is maintained in a robust way. We will also be taking over all the public sector pharmacies in a staged manner. So we have already taken over through the NHF, the Bustamante Hospital Pharmacy, the one at the Kingston Public Hospital.
Dr. Harvey was speaking at the opening ceremony for the Pan American Health Organization Treatment Mission 2.0 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus this week. And the Cabinet has approved an action plan to guide the process of public sector modernization over the medium to long term. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the plan will have two main objectives.
First of all, the improvement in the ease of doing business, and then secondly, in getting efficiencies through the effective management of government's resources, through shared corporate services, reforms to the human resource management systems, and of course the privatization of government services and or the outsourcing of services.
Dr. Phillips says some of the funds from a recent loan agreement with the World Bank have been earmarked to support the activities outlined in the action plan. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.